From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 70 people killed in Pakistan blast, including 30 children. Pakistan is mourning the deaths of at least 70 people in Sunday's Taliban suicide bombing in the eastern city of Lahore. This was an attack that targeted Christians. Up to 30 people were among the dead. 300 others were wounded. 10-year-old Fahad Ali survived the blast but lost his father, mother, and sister. His uncle Qasim Ali describes his agony. What could be more painful to me than this? Almost the whole family is gone. My sister, her husband, and daughter got killed. They were residents of the Mozang area of Lahore. My two daughters and son are wounded. The United States condemned in the strongest terms the attack in Lahore, calling it a cowardly act in what has long been a scenic and placid park. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attacks has been released because of a lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faikal C. Before his release, Faikal C. faced preliminary charges of taking part in a terrorist group, terrorist murder, and attempted terrorist murder. Media reports suggested his name was Faikal Shafu and that he was believed to be the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside two men who blew themselves up. It is not clear whether the investigators believe he could be the man seen in the grainy photo taken moments before the blast. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanding operations against Islamic State. The militants took the city from government forces in a matter of days in 2015 and later demolished several 2,000-year-old